The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some who are last will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Good soul, once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem teaching, and somebody walked up to him and said, "Hey, Lord, are there only a few people who were saved?" Now, there's an age-old question for you. Hey, Lord, tell me, what are the comparative population statistics of heaven and hell? Do most people make it, or are most people, you know, lost? If you could talk to Jesus one-on-one, do you think you'd have the nerve to ask him? What do you think? I know you'd be curious. I know you'd be curious. Maybe you could begin with his nice, safe questions like celebrities and politicians and characters from history. You know, how about Elvis? What about JFK? Did they make it? Of course, you'd really be concerned about your relatives and family and friends. I don't know if you'd have the nerve to ask, though. You think you'd be nervy enough to ask the most important question of all? Hey, Lord, what about me? Very, very interesting question, this. A lot of people have wondered it, a lot of people have speculated about it, but there's only one time when a real person asked that question of the real Jesus. And when he was asked, Jesus didn't answer. The only thing he said was, "Strive to enter in." And when you think about it, that's the best answer he could possibly give. I mean, imagine for a moment that he says, "Oh, most people don't make it, right? Most people go to hell." Talk about a downer. Now you don't even want to try, right? Now you're ready to quit. I think the other answer is even worse, though. Suppose Jesus says, "Oh yeah, everybody makes it. I mean, everybody except Hitler. Just don't be an axe murderer and you're home free." Well, why strive at all, right? Why strain yourself to do what's right? Here's another interesting little point on this very subject. He doesn't just say strive to enter in, but he says strive to enter what? Through the narrow gate. Now that's an interesting little point. Because in the ancient world, many walled cities had two gates. A wide gate and a narrow gate. A wide gate for the daytime and a narrow gate for the nighttime, when there was greater need for security. Now, you could get in through the narrow gate, but you know the only way you could get into the city through the narrow gate? You had to drop everything you were carrying. There was no room for cargo. How do we get into heaven? By dropping what we're holding on to. How do we get into heaven? Dropping our own will and doing God's will. That's what Jesus means when he says, you know, many will strive, but they're not going to be strong enough. You don't get into heaven by your own strength. You get into heaven by God's strength. You don't get into heaven by your own goodness, do you? No, you get in by his goodness and his forgiveness and his grace alone. Drop it, or you're not getting in. You know, in Islam, they have a belief. It's kind of a holy bargain, they believe.
They believe what? If you do your part on earth, God's going to reward you with heaven. Keep the rules now, they say, and what? God will give you heaven later. Do we believe that? We do not believe that, do we? A lot of people think we believe that, but we do not believe that. Heaven, ladies and gentlemen, is a flat-out free gift. And the way we accept it is letting go of our own will, doing the will of your Heavenly Father, and accepting His grace and His forgiveness. But take warning. Take warning. It's very possible to be surrounded by the things of God and the things of religion and have your heart be very far from Jesus Christ indeed. Take warning. Jesus himself says it right here in this gospel. Many people, they're going to say, hey, Lord, you taught in our streets and you taught in our synagogues. And he's going to say, I don't know who you are. Don't let him say that to you. But you know, it's very possible. I mean, look at Judas Iscariot, right? 3 years living in Jesus' company. Did he make it? Jesus himself said, better for him that he'd never been born. Plenty of examples from the news, plenty of examples from current events. Be very, very careful. It's possible to be about the things of religion and in your heart be very far from God. Jesus says, not everybody who says, Lord, Lord's getting into heaven, but only those, he says, who do the will of my Heavenly Father. When you talk about subjects like heaven and hell, it's basically three motives you could act on, and only three motives. You could be afraid of being punished, that's one motive. You could hope for a reward, that's another motive. Or you could just want to do what's good and true and beautiful. Any motive works, ladies and gentlemen. You might think, I'm afraid of a reward, that's beneath me. You might think, I'm afraid of punishment, that's beneath me. You might think, I'm hoping for a reward, that's mercenary. Jesus says, strive to enter in. Do whatever works, you know, because in the end, the most successful man in the entire world, with the whole world singing his praises and all the money and all the banks, who ends up in hell, is the most miserable failure of all. And if somebody's lived a very, very hard, difficult, painful life and ends up in heaven, an absolute success. An absolute success. So when you fall, right, you fall into sin, get right back up again, it's the bounce that counts. You might not be thriving, but you can always be striving, yes? Yes. Strive to enter in, and I hope to see you there. Amen.